Chapter 2. Heidi spent all summer with Peter. The weather was warm. The sun shone, and it was safe in the mountain pastures. Then it was autumn. Heidi had to stay at home. "It is too dangerous. We cannot go outside," Grandfather said. It was windy. "I am worried the wind may blow Heidi off the mountain," Grandfather thought. Peter still went to the meadow. He looked after the goats. He missed Heidi. The goats missed Heidi too. They did not behave for Peter. Peter was upset. He was alone in the meadow all through autumn. Peter went to school in winter. The goats stayed inside. It was too cold on the mountain. Peter missed Heidi. He went to see her. "You should come to my house. You can meet my grandmother," Peter said. "I would like that," Heidi said. Heidi went to her grandfather. "Grandfather, can I go to Peter's house?" Heidi asked. "I will take you to his house tomorrow," Grandfather said. Grandfather walked with Heidi to Peter's house. It was cold. The mountain was covered in snow. Peter's house was not as nice as Grandfather's house. Grandfather did not come inside. He looked at the outside of the house. It was falling apart. Heidi knocked on the door. Peter opened it. "Hello, Heidi," Peter said. "Hello, Peter," Heidi said. Heidi went into the house. She met Peter's grandmother. "Did you walk down the mountain on your own?" Peter's grandmother asked. "No, my grandfather is here. He is outside," Heidi said. "I do not believe you. Your grandfather is a mean man. He would not bring you here," Peter's grandmother said. Peter's grandmother was blind. She could not look after the house. She was worried. "My house is going to fall down," she thought. "I can prove my grandfather is not mean. I will get him to fix your house," Heidi said. She went outside. She found her grandfather. "Grandfather, please will you fix Peter's house?" Heidi asked. "Yes, I will," Grandfather said. Peter's grandmother liked Heidi. She was very happy her house was not going to fall down. Heidi lived with her grandfather for 3 years. She went to the meadow with Peter in the spring, in the summer, and in the autumn. She stayed at her grandfather's house in the winter. The village schoolteacher came to see her grandfather. "You need to send Heidi to school," he said. "No, it is too dangerous for her. She cannot go up and down the mountain in winter," Grandfather said. The vicar from the church came to see her grandfather. "You need to send Heidi to school," he said. "No, it is too dangerous for her. She cannot go up and down the mountain in winter," Grandfather repeated. "You should move to the village. Heidi can go to school. She won't need to go up and down the mountain," the vicar said. "No, I do not like the people in the village. The people in the village do not like me," Grandfather said. Diet came to see Heidi and her grandfather. She lived in Frankfurt. She was a housekeeper. The house belonged to a rich family. The family had a daughter. Her name was Clara. She was very sick. I want to take Heidi to Frankfurt. I want her to be friends with Clara. They can play together, Dietz said.
Take her and do not come back.
I never want to see either of you again, Grandfather said. He was very angry with Dietz. He didn't want Heidi to leave. Heidi was angry with Dietz. You made Grandfather angry. I want to stay here, Heidi said.
You cannot. You have to come with me, Dietz said. Dietz took Heidi away. Peter saw Heidi leaving. He was very sad.